All right, how we doing?
Good.
I hope. Good to see you guys. Let's start her out. Well, go ahead. Oh, personally, yeah. Started out like it was going to be a gunshot, and it was a pea shooter. I know it impacted a lot of people in Florida. We're praying for the people that it really impacted, but for us, it wasn't much of an impact. Just a couple of inconveniences, and it's what you make of it.
How can the return of football help people who are impacted kind of get back to their normal lives?
Well, you come to work and come to practice. It was great. We got them in here last night and were able to have a walkthrough. And so we got an extra day of practice. So we ended up having our walkthrough last night, which in a normal week we wouldn't get. Coming off a bye week, we would. So we're back into our regular routine.
What about for the community?
Again, different parts of the communities were impacted differently. There's services that are available, and I hope that everybody gets back to normal as quickly as possible. That was our goal, to get back in here last night, and the guys did a great job doing that. And Dirk had a schedule, and we went through it, and we're off and running.
Did it impact you guys as a coaching staff from a game planning standpoint? That's typically what you do on a Tuesday.
Not really. There were guys that were here working. There were guys that were working remotely. We have the ability, if you've got a laptop and you've got a connection, and even if you don't have a connection, you can download everything that you need, and we went to work.
Coach, having game film now in Chicago with them playing a game, does that give you a little bit of an advantage? Or, I mean, obviously you're probably glad to see that anyway.
Thank you for the football question. we are familiar with Mike, of course, in the offense. We played him last year, same offensive coordinator. For us offensively, there were some similarities. Adam Gase and Dow Loggins worked together before, so there are some similarities in terms of our game planning. Feels like we've had a long time to get prepared for him. In terms of a coaching staff, now we've just got to get our guys up to speed and have them ready to go play on Sunday.
Mike, what can you guys do practice-wise just to get players more ready physically after being away from the game as long as they have?
Well, I think the guys, I'm sure they haven't been out on the field, but I know this the group of guys that we have, I'm sure they've been working their tails off, working on their conditioning. And every time you play the first game of the season, it's going to stun your body. It doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. It's going to stun your body, and everybody gets through it and moves on to the next one.
Will that be especially challenging for some of the guys that sat in that third preseason game, like Quan, Gerald, on the other side of the ball?
On our side of the ball, we kept a lot of guys out, but these guys, they know what they have to do with their bodies, and they're going to be ready to go. And, again, you can't make excuses you can't have distractions, and they're only excuses if you make them, and they're only distractions if you let them be. Every week in the NFL, there's going to be potential distractions. Somebody's not going to be hurt. We don't know if somebody's playing on our team, not playing on their team. So, to me, it's only what you make of it. And I think our guys have done a great job in their attitude when they've come back. We had great meetings this morning on the defensive side and just had a good walkthrough.
How helpful can the extra week be for TJ?
It will help him. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get out on the field and get him snaps. He's had to take mental reps, but it will help him. He's going to be more familiar with our scheme than he would be if we played on Sunday. So,
do you have a ballpark idea, figure, how many snaps you'd like Noah Spence to get? I'm sure the game will dictate that, but do you have an idea how many snaps you'd like to see him on the field?
Well, it's going to really be based on the situations in the ball game. Again, we think Noah can be a full-time player. We think that we want to have a rotation up front, and we want him to be fresh there in the fourth quarter, especially if we're in a situation where we want to be rushing the passer, and that's what we want to be doing in the fourth quarter. We want to be playing the pass and not the run.
Back on TJ, at this point in his career, he's a veteran, obviously. I mean, is he a plug-and-play kind of guy, or do you just have to have put together at this point, because he is so new to the system here, do you have to put together a package of plays for him? Is that kind of
well, this situation? These next 3 days are going to be a big indicator for us in terms of what he really knows. Hey, in the meeting room, he's done a great job. watching tape and going through it. He has a very good understanding of football. There are some similarities. His first year in Denver, he played for Jack Del Rio, so there are some similarities in verbiage from Jack's system and what we do. So that's a plus.
You were part of the group that evacuated to Charlotte, and if so, what kind of benefit do you think it had for this organization to get up there?
I was here in Tampa the entire time.
Back on TJ, I'm losing my train of thought. I was going to ask you about something. I'll get back.
A couple days off will do that to you.
Can you talk about the whole Charlotte thing threw me off.
Can you talk about how any defense, maybe you have pro bowlers at each level, but the edge, rushing off the edge, how important is that going to be for any defense?
Pressure on the quarterback is the number one thing. And the one that we're facing this week, we know very well. He knows us very well. As the backup quarterback, we had Mike Glennon throwing against our defense all the time. And there were days that I'd come off the field and go, man, we're not going to be able to stop anybody. Mike just cut us up and, in practice today. Mike is a really fine thrower of the football. And back to your question about the pressure is, it's important. If the quarterback's comfortable by being able to stand back there in the pocket, he's going to find open receivers. There's no doubt about it. And Mike has a good understanding of our defense, so it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a fun little chess match because Mike was with us last year.
Mike, is it an uncomfortable feeling from a coaching perspective, Mike, not knowing what to expect from your guys on Sunday because they spent 4 months thinking about the Dolphins on September 10th and that didn't happen? And, is it a little bit of an uneasy feeling?
Not really. Well, you move on from week to week, in this league, and you've got to turn a page very quickly, whether you win or whether you lose, or whether you played the game or you didn't play the game. You got to move on to the next one, and I think our guys have that mentality. I think when you get a chance to visit with the defensive guys, they're excited about going out and playing. It's time for us to go do that.
Which side do you think has the better advantage normally, the quarterback that formerly was with the team or the defense that's now facing him?
It depends on who plays better on that day. That we know that he's very capable of making plays, and if we don't get pressure on him, we don't cover, and we're not on top of our game, Mike Glennon can make it tough for our defense. There's no doubt about that.
Mike, speaking of the pressure in terms of getting to Glennon, how much can you expect out of Jeff B. Smith at this point? How's he looked in practices? That you've seen, has he got a chance to be up this week, do you think?
Again, I'm not going to speak to that specific player. I'll let Dirk deal with that. He was out, as you guys know, he was out participating, and it's been a haul for him in terms of his, of the situation that he's been in. But he's done a good job rehabbing. He's been out there on the practice field being able to take reps.
You got a sense these guys are really hungry given the fact they haven't really played the starters since week three of the preseason?
I would think so. You're going to have to ask those guys, but I'm pretty sure what I know what the answer is going to be.
Mike, how weird was Sunday? How did you spend it? Did you watch football? Did you have the Weather Channel on? Were you in the office like Dirk? I mean, what
was in the office when games were on. We had the Chicago game on, and then we were fortunate for us to be able to watch Minnesota, so we got to jump on Minnesota. So you got to flip it to the way that you want it to be, and it's be positive. And so, I look at it that, hey, if we had been playing a game, we wouldn't have had a chance to sit there and watch the Bears play opportunity to really watch Minnesota, who we're going to be playing here coming up next week.
How did the Bears play, Mike, overall?
Offensively, I thought that they had a very good game plan in terms of attacking the Falcons. I thought Mike did a good job getting the ball out of his hands. They obviously wanted to get that rookie the ball as much as possible. And by the way, he's a game wrecker. He's a guy that can really scoot. He's got great speed. He's not very tall. He's going to create matchup issues for our linebackers, and they want to get him the ball. I think he was targeted 12 times, and I think he had 8 catches. He had two explosive runs. One, he circled the defense. And looking at it, you would have thought that they would have had him leveraged. And so he's a talented guy.
That's another dimension for them.
Absolutely. And they definitely were wanting to have him be an integral part of what they want to do offensively. I think that the offensive line is probably the strength with the running backs. You know, the running back Jordan that we played last year, he had over 100 yards. He had two runs over 10 yards that I can recall off the top of my head. He's strong. We're going to have to tackle him. And Coach Fox is a defensive guy, familiar with him, being in our division for so many years. It's going to be a challenge for us because they're going to try to run the ball and then get the ball out on the perimeter to their guys that have the speed and the quickness to do that.
Mike, is there an appreciable advantage, a tactical advantage that they've had to show their hand? You've seen them on tape a full game, and they haven't had to see that from you.
Well, I think each week it's a different, you know, it's a completely different animal in terms of what kind of defense they're defending. I think in terms of how they want to utilize the players, obviously, if it was week one and they had and we hadn't seen Cohen, that would be an advantage for them in terms of being able to spring him on, you know, on the team that they're playing, because he's a really challenging out, so to speak, you know, to get him out, and they definitely wanted to focus on him and getting him the ball.
Mike, what is it that TJ Ward brings to you? I think this is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you about him. So what is it that's so appealing to you guys about him?
His physicality, you know, he comes from a team that's had a lot of success. And I think that's important for us. He's a physical football player. He's a football junkie. His dad was a football coach. His dad still coaches track, I think, in a great program out in California. He's the kind of guy that you want to have in your room. And I think he's going to be a physical player that's going to be able to say he's a box player, but I think he can, you know, he can play in the box and play in the deep middle as well. It's just what you're going to ask him to do. But he's got a very good understanding of football, and I think he's going to be a good addition to our secondary and the mix that we want to play in the back end. All right, guys, it's good seeing you. Glad everybody's safe.